The City Experiment, Rebuilding Greensburg, Kansas. Theo Walker, Series Editor, Bob Hastings. Chapter 1, What a Tornado Can Do. On May 4, 2007, the people of Greensburg, Kansas, learned that a tornado was going to hit their town. That evening, the first thing that the people of Greensburg saw was a thunderstorm coming closer. Then they began to hear the loud noise a tornado makes. The noise became louder, and the wind was very strong. People were afraid. Some of them lay down on the floor of their houses. Others ran quickly to their tornado shelters, special rooms below their houses. At 9:45 p.m., the tornado hit the town. It was the strongest kind of tornado. It had winds of 330 kilometers per hour. It was 2.7 kilometers wide, wider than the town of Greensburg. The town was hit very hard, and 95% of the buildings were destroyed. Houses, stores, and offices were broken up into small pieces called rubble. Some buildings and cars were carried away by the wind. The tornado caused many other problems. Electricity and telephone wires were broken. People could not talk to the rest of the world outside the town. The hospital was partly destroyed, and two schools were completely destroyed. What about the people? Of the 1,400 people who lived in Greensburg, 11 were killed by the tornado. Many people were hurt by falling rubble. Other people were caught inside destroyed houses and stores. They could not get out until others came to dig them out. No one could live in the town after that. Almost all of the houses and businesses were destroyed. For a week, everyone in Greensburg went to live somewhere else. The town was empty. Then some people began to return to Greensburg to rebuild their town. But they had nothing. They needed food, clean water, and clothes. A few days after the tornado, the President of the United States, George W. Bush, came to visit to try to help cheer up the people of Greensburg. People from other areas of the United States and from other countries began to send food and other things that the town needed. These volunteers, people from many different places, came to Greensburg to work and to help rebuild the town. The tornado destroyed Greensburg and changed the lives of everyone who lived there. Some people never returned to their town because they were afraid to come back. These people thought that another tornado might come and destroy the town again. After all, Kansas is a place where there are tornadoes almost every year. But most of the people of Greensburg did return to rebuild their town. When these people arrived home, they did not have a place to live. Their homes were completely destroyed. Where could they live? This is the story of how the people of Greensburg rebuilt their town. Chapter 2, Thinking in New Ways. After the tornado, many people in Greensburg decided to rebuild their town in a different way. A week after the destruction of Greensburg, many people returned to the area. They had meetings to talk about their city. Some people had an exciting idea. They wanted to rebuild Greensburg to make it better than it was before the tornado. They wanted to rebuild the town to make it green. They wanted to save energy and protect the environment. Most of the people of Greensburg agreed to rebuild their town green. A law was made that many buildings had to be green, but green building is not cheap or easy, so the people of Greensburg needed a lot of money and help. Many people everywhere heard about the destruction of Greensburg. Television, radio, the internet, newspapers, and magazines told the story in words, pictures, and videos. A group of people called Greensburg Green Town set up a website to show what was happening in their town. People from all around the world now knew that Greensburg needed help to rebuild. The website was a way for the people of Greensburg to tell the world about their plan, the plan to make their new town an example of the best green architecture and ecological thinking. People sent money and other things to help. Greensburg was going to become a very new and different place to live. Chapter 3, Green is the Color of Life. Four ways that the people of Greensburg made their town green. Many people had different ideas for a green Greensburg. Here are four important ideas. Ecological streetlights. A wind farm for making cheap energy. Eco-homes for the people of the town and for tourists, too. And the idea of the students of architecture at the University of Kansas to build a green building in Greensburg. In 2009, Greensburg was the first city in the United States to use ecological streetlights. These streetlights are 70% cheaper than the streetlights that the town used before the tornado. The new ecological streetlights also save 40% more energy than the older streetlights, and 99% of these streetlights can be recycled. A wind farm does not grow wind like a farm that grows food. A wind farm is a place with wind turbines that use the wind to make electricity. During 2009 and 2010, Greensburg received 10 of these wind turbines to help the town become the greenest town in the USA. Kansas is in the Midwest. That's in the middle of the United States. It is a very good place for a wind farm because the ground is flat. There are very few mountains and hills, and there is a lot of wind. Sometimes it is so windy that there are tornadoes like the one that destroyed Greensburg. The wind turbines on the wind farms in Greensburg make enough energy for 4,000 homes. That shows that being green can help make energy and save money. Back in 2009, Greensburg had a competition for the best eco-home. The houses needed to be as cheap to build as possible and green. Meadowlark House won the competition. The windows are low down on the southern side of the house. In the winter, the sunlight keeps the house warm. In the summer, the sun is higher in the sky. This means that not so much light can come in through the windows, so the house stays cool. Meadowlark houses are made with large pieces of wood. The pieces are put together like the parts of a block game, so a house can be built quickly and cheaply. Many tourists who visit Greensburg now stay in these eco-homes. This way, visitors can understand what it is like to live in ecological homes like Meadowlark. Every year, the architecture students from Studio 804 at the University of Kansas build a building. After the 2007 tornado, the students and their teacher decided to build an ecological building in Greensburg. In January 2008, the students began to make 7 parts, or modules, of their building at the university in Lawrence, Kansas. Modules are built cheaply and quickly, like cars in a factory. It's easy to move them. And it's easy to add new modules when you want to make a building bigger. In May, the students moved the modules to Greensburg. The building was opened on May 4, 2008, exactly 1 year after the tornado hit the town. Chapter 4, An Exciting Place to Live. Many people have helped make Greensburg a better place to live. In 2009, the actor Leonardo DiCaprio made a television program about Greensburg. The program tells the story of the most important things that happened to Greensburg before and after the tornado, what the town looked like before the tornado, the night that the tornado hit the town on May 4, 2007, the decision of the town to rebuild a green town, the ways that Greensburg changed after the tornado, and the people who helped it change. Daniel Wallach and Catherine Hart are a husband and wife who have helped to make important changes in Greensburg, which is not far from where they live. After the tornado hit in 2007, they wanted to help the town. Daniel and Catherine were the first members of Greensburg Green, the group of people who first talked about making Greensburg green. Daniel and Catherine said that it was important to remember that in the 19th century, people in Greensburg built windmills for energy, used water from rain, and built their houses to receive sunlight and stay warm in the winter. Being green is not new. It's a very old idea. Daniel and Catherine helped Greensburg to begin building eco-homes, where tourists can stay and learn about ecological living. Tourists make jobs because they spend money in the places they visit. They need places to stay and places to eat. In the past, many young people left Greensburg because there were no jobs in their town. But today, thanks to green tourism, there are more jobs, and more young people have decided to stay. Many of these young people want to try new ways of living, especially green ways of saving energy and money. Today, Greensburg is one of the 10 favorite small towns to visit in the United States. Visitors from all over the world come to visit and learn in this green town. In the fall of 2007, some teenage students from Greensburg decided to start a green club. They wanted to learn about how to be green and help their town to be ecological. Students in the Green Club told people in the town about the problems of using plastic bags. They asked them to recycle paper bags, and they sold ecological lights to help save energy. Dustin Cipher is an artist who became a blacksmith. In the past, there were many blacksmiths everywhere, but today there are not very many. Dustin helped the Green Club make a bench for their town from trees that were destroyed in the tornado and from old pieces of metal. Dustin and the Green Club showed that people can use things from the past to build a beautiful future. Other people from Greensburg have helped make it a greener place. In 2009, some people made a garden for the whole town. Anyone who wants to grow food can use the garden. It's also a great way for people to see their friends and to meet new people. The Big Well was the most famous place in Greensburg. Since 1888, it has given water to the people of the town. But in 2007, the tornado covered the Big Well with rubble. The people of Greensburg rebuilt it, and in 2012, the Big Well opened again to visitors. And finally, there's Ron Shank. Ron has sold cars in Greensburg for many years, but now he sells electric cars. He also rides a tricycle to work. Chapter 5. What do you think? Greensburg has taught the world a lesson about being green. What do you think about the way people in Greensburg changed the town? The tornado made a lot of trouble for the people living in Greensburg, but what happened after that was an important lesson for the whole world. Greensburg tried something new, building a green town. The town made laws to make the environment safe. Today, many tourists go to Greensburg to learn about ecological living. These visitors spend money in the town and help Greensburg to grow. Many of these tourists want to know more about the changes that happened in Greensburg. In this way, people from other parts of the world can learn to make their own lives better. They can learn to help the environment, too. The tornado that destroyed Greensburg was terrible, but something good came from it. Think of something bad that happened to you in the past. What is something good that came from it later? What good might come from it in the future?